Hello and good morning. Today the sun continues to move across the emotionally intense landscape of the 8th house as governed by Aquarius, the legendary Promethean figure who made huge sacrifices, appropriate sacrifices, for the sake of the future and to release humanity from mental slavery. You know, and even knowing that huge sacrifice, you know, you might think that you need to be like super emotionally involved, but Aquarius is the sign that tends to be the most emotionally objective and cool-headed. I don't know why. It's fixed air. And the moon reflects that energy, that intense 8th house energy, into your 10th house of maturity, into a social role that preserves civilization. And you express that, you know, maturing, as a mature Aries, a champion. It goes past and through the levels of being a daredevil and a trailblazer into being a champion for society, on behalf of society, just like Aquarius did when he sacrificed himself on that cliff, getting his liver eaten out every single day for quite a long time until Chiron came in and traded places with him, so he was released from that prison sentence by Zeus. All right, so that's for today, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.